Myers, I don't believe so. Ms. Klein, good morning to you.
Good morning.
May it please the court, Mr. Chief Justice, I'm Kimberly Klein, Assistant Attorney General representing the state in this matter. This matter is before the court again after remand to the district court with directions that it reconsider Myers' motion for DNA testing in light of the proper standard in 29-4120 sub 5. The court kind of did the logical obverse of what the statute requires. The statute actually says that DNA testing shall be ordered if it may produce non-cumulative exculpatory evidence relevant to the defendant's claim of wrongful conviction, and the court actually analyzed it as allowing dismissal of the DNA motion if it finds that testing of the evidence in question would not produce non-cumulative exculpatory evidence relevant to his claim that he was wrongfully convicted. So we actually get to the right place, but sort of going in by a side door, but we ultimately come out at the right place, and DNA testing was once again denied by the district court on the basis that, according to State v. Dean, a 2006 case from this court, the defendant's claim that testing the two dozen or so items of evidence that he wanted tested would not show his DNA on any of those items. And the court said, well, according to State v. Dean, that simply means that it doesn't show his DNA on them. It is not exculpatory. It would be at best inconclusive, and it would be speculation to conclude that the lack of evidence means that he is not the shooter in this particular case. And the same should apply under these circumstances. Myers was convicted of shooting a victim to death, and based on the testimony of a number of witnesses, including a person that was classified as an informant to whom Myers had made some statements, he was convicted of first-degree murder. He wanted DNA testing to show that his DNA would not show up on a number of items, most of which had no real relevance to the homicide. And assuming that he's correct that his DNA is not on any of these items, then the standard as put forth by this court in State v. Dean would apply. The lack of evidence is not evidence. It simply means your DNA is not on them. It doesn't mean you aren't the person who shot this woman in the head twice. I think as you look through the district court's order, it comes out correctly, and unless there are particular questions, we would ask that the district court's order be affirmed this time.
Did the district court use the right standard this time?
I think it did, yes. Yes. If there are no further questions, we would ask that the judgment be affirmed then. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That takes us to the next case of the day, which is State v. Torres, Jr. Is there anyone here today on behalf of Mr. Torres, Jr.?